Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mighty Fitz, The Sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Michael Schumacher, dives deep into the mysterious tragedy of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a colossal freighter that sunk in Lake Superior on November 10, 1975. The ship, known affectionately as the Mighty Fitz, met its untimely demise during a fierce storm, taking with it the lives of 29 crew members. Schumacher meticulously pieces together the events leading up to the tragedy, the subsequent search and rescue efforts, and the investigations that tried to piece together what happened. Through interviews, official documents, and personal insights, this book provides an in-depth look at one of the most enigmatic maritime disasters in American history. The narrative not only explores the technical and human aspects of the sinking, but also delves into the broader cultural impact, immortalizing the Edmund Fitzgerald in folklore and music. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history and construction of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The Edmund Fitzgerald, launched in 1958, was a testament to mid-20th century engineering and was the largest ship on the Great Lakes at the time. Designed for transporting iron ore from mines near Duluth to iron works in Detroit, Cleveland, and other ports, the Fitzgerald was famed for its size, speed, and efficiency. Schumacher details the construction of the freighter, highlighting the technological advancements of the era and the economic significance of the vessel. This context is crucial for understanding the magnitude of the tragedy, showcasing not only the ship's physical dimensions, but also its role in the industrial supply chain of the United States. The departure from routine into tragedy underscores the vessel's importance and the ripple effect its loss had on the shipping, mining, and manufacturing sectors. Secondly, the storm of November 10, 1975, Schumacher paints a vivid picture of the conditions leading up to the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The ship embarked on its final voyage from Superior, Wisconsin, destined for a steel mill near Detroit. However, an unusually severe storm, with winds gusting up to 90 miles per hour and waves reaching heights of 35 feet, caught the ship and its crew off guard. The author delves into the meteorological phenomena that contributed to the storm's ferocity, including the specific atmospheric conditions and the geographical nuances of Lake Superior that can amplify storm strength. Schumacher's detailed account of the weather conditions helps readers understand the Herculean challenges the crew faced in navigating the freighter during what would become one of the worst storms in the history of the Great Lakes. Thirdly, the final hours. The book provides a heart-wrenching account of the last known moments of the Edmund Fitzgerald, piecing together radio communications, witness testimony, and the final actions of the crew. Schumacher emphasizes the uncertainty and fear that must have gripped the sailors as they faced the worsening storm. The narrative explores the possible reasons for the ship's sudden disappearance from radar, including theories about structural failure, rogue waves, and human error. This section not only serves to humanize the tragedy, but also to capture the intense and unpredictable nature of maritime navigation under extreme conditions. The author's meticulous reconstruction of the final hours aboard the Fitzgerald offers a gripping insight into the perilous life at sea. Fourthly, the aftermath and investigations. After the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a multifaceted investigation ensued to determine the cause of the tragedy. Schumacher walks the reader through the various investigative phases, from the initial search and recovery efforts to the detailed examination of the wreckage found on the lakebed. The book scrutinizes the roles of the U.S. Coast Guard, the National Transportation Safety Board, and other organizations in piecing together the ship's final moments. Schumacher critically evaluates the leading theories proposed by the investigations, including structural failures, hatch cover malfunction, and more, highlighting the complexities and controversies surrounding the official findings. This in-depth look at the aftermath not only sheds light on the difficulties in maritime investigation, but also on the ongoing debates and the measures taken to prevent future tragedies. Lastly, cultural impact and legacy. The sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald has left a lasting impact on American culture, becoming a symbol of maritime tragedy and human vulnerability against nature's might. Schumacher explores how the event has been memorialized in music, literature, and art, most notably in Gordon Lightfoot's ballad, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The author examines the public's fascination with the disaster, the annual memorials, and the legacy of those lost. This chapter reflects on how tragedy can transcend its immediate context, influencing safety regulations, inspiring artistic expression, and fostering a collective memory that honors the past. The cultural significance of the Edmund Fitzgerald story serves as a poignant reminder of the ship and its crew's place in American history. In conclusion, Mighty Fitz, The Sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, is a must-read for anyone interested in maritime history, disaster narratives, or investigative journalism. Michael Schumacher's comprehensive exploration of the tragic event is both a tribute to the 29 souls who lost their lives and a critical examination of the factors leading to the disaster. readers will emerge with a deeper understanding of the complexity and risks associated with maritime transport, the human aspects behind the headlines of a major tragedy, and the ways in which such events shape regulations, technology, and public consciousness. For professionals in maritime industries, enthusiasts of historical investigations, and those intrigued by the interplay between man, technology, and nature, Schumacher's account offers valuable insights and touching reflections on a story that continues to resonate. If you would like to support Michael Schumacher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.